Hey everyone! So before we begin, I wanted to give you an introduction and some class guidelines to help you make the most out of this course. But before that, I wanted to share with you the number one reason why I even made this course. It all really comes down to one thing. I really believe that the world needs more people working on the things that they love. Can you just imagine? There'd be less mediocrity, less negativity, less grumpy people. Less grumpy people! How awesome could that be? It'd be a world where there's more optimism, more happiness, and just more people doing their best work. And I want that dream. I want the dream of a more optimistic world for people, especially in my community. Over the past 5 years, since 2010, I have been building and teaching and mentoring a community of creative women. And what I found is that over the past 5 years, the question I most frequently get from this community is this: how do you make your ideas happen? That is a difficult question to ask, and that is exactly what I will tackle in this e-course. Because unfortunately, for many creative people, the story is always some version of this. I've had this idea that I've been wanting to do for the longest time, but I don't know how to make it happen. And right now, I'm stuck in a job that I don't like because it's practical and secure, but I really want to be doing work that is creative, work that makes me buzz with passion and excitement, and work that actually has purpose and meaning in this world. And I want to know, how do I make that happen? You know, a lot of creative women are saying, you know, I want to be working on these amazing things in my life, but I'm not sure how to do it since I can't even follow through on my personal goals. Now, what I want to share with you are the reasons that I always get from these women who say that they can't achieve their goals. Usually, it involves not being able to focus, not being able to find time, not having the money, not knowing the steps and how to get there. I don't know about you, but these sound like excuses. So, I wanted to share with you this life-changing concept that I learned from Seth Godin about 4 years ago. It's the hierarchy of success, or pretty much like how to succeed in anything. He says that you need 6 things, and in this order. 1, attitude. 2, approach. 3, goals. 4, strategy. 5, tactics. And 6, execution. Now, a lot of people get so caught up in the execution part. They want to know step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, step 5. It's as if having the perfect roadmap to where they're going is the end-all be-all solution of things. But the thing is, having the perfect roadmap is meaningless if you don't know why you want to be going where you're going. That's where goals come in. It's so important for you to set meaningful goals because that will decide how motivated and committed you are to something. I know I told you that this will be a goal-setting workshop, but I lied a little bit. I will not just tackle goals, but I will actually cover the approach that you need to take, how to frame your goals the most effective way. I will help you come up with a strategy and give you some tactics, so that when you get to the execution part, it will be much easier and more natural for you. But the thing is, there's only so much that I can do and teach you, but the first part and the last part is all you. Attitude and execution are things I can't do anything about. That's all on you. So, I want you to remember this throughout the entire course, and you can tweet it or Instagram it if you want to as well. Learning without implementation is just knowledge. And the point is to always, always be learning. Tweet it or Instagram it with the hashtag BraverGoals. I would love to see who started this course already. Which brings me to the class reminders. The first and most important being, this class only works if you do the work. It's one of those classes where what you get is the equivalent of what you put in. So do the work. I can't do all the work for you. Second, I want you to start applying what you learn as soon as possible. And I want you to remember that you can definitely tweak things as needed. The concepts and the tools and everything I will teach you are just starting points. I want you to see what applies to you, your situation, your priorities, and then experiment. Try things out, document what works and doesn't work for you, and keep track of your progress. It's an excellent way for you to become more self-aware and to get to know yourself better and to get to know how you work and what really drives you. And lastly, I want you to bring you to my advice. What this means is that my advice is not the end-all be-all. It's not the golden rule of things. It should not be taken at face value. It should be taken with a healthy dose of self-awareness and critical thought. So think about it. Really try to see how you can make it work best for your circumstances. And now, how can you get the most out of this course? Of course, I want you to maximize this opportunity. And there are several things that I want to ask of you. First, I want you to close all your other browser tabs when going through the lessons. I mean it. When you're watching a video, put your 100% attention onto it. And I want you to have a dedicated notebook so you can take down notes while you're watching the videos. You can definitely use any other note-taking app, but I'm a pen and paper kind of person. I feel like we absorb things better if we write them down. Also, each lesson comes with action steps and some of them have worksheets. I want you to complete them before moving on to the next lesson. I know it's very tempting to just like roll through all the videos all at once, but before you move on to the next video, I want you to make sure that you actually, truthfully complete the action steps that are needed before you go on to the next lesson. Another important tip is that I want you to interact with other students and with me. Don't be afraid to share stories or ask questions in the comments section. Sometimes there is so much value in the comments section where people share stories, share what they're struggling with or what they're finding hard, what they're finding as an obstacle, because most of the time we share in the same things, we share in the same struggles anyway, and who knows, somebody there might have some alternative solution for you. And lastly, I want you to remember that my class is an excuses-free zone. There are so many excuses that you can come up with, like not having the time, not having the resources, but we have this thing, I don't know if you've heard about it, we have this thing called Google now, and a smartphone, and all these other things that make your life so much easier. So there really is no excuse to make your ideas happen and to make your goals a reality. There are two things I'd like to see less of in this world, and that would be grumpy people and excuses. So if you have either of those in your system, please step out of my class immediately. Grumpiness and excuses are infectious. I want nothing to do with that. I don't want it anywhere near my students. And that's it. I am so glad that you're part of this class. I am so happy that you decided to invest in yourself. I'm so thankful that there are more and more people who are deciding to commit to braver goals, who are deciding to commit to a life where they do things that they love and not just settle for things that are practical or stable. I am so excited to begin this class, and I will see you in the next lesson.